Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. It's day 20 of Sister Said in the Spotlight. Let's get started. Today, we are shining the spotlight on a Nigerian writer whose works include novels, short stories, and nonfiction. Her name is Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. And her quote is, "We should all be feminists." Now, you may or may not know who she is, but if you are a part of the Beehive, if you are a fan of Beyonce, then you have heard this woman on one of Beyonce's songs. The song that we're talking about is Flawless. And when you listen to the song, there's a point in the song where you hear a woman speaking, and she's talking about the things that we teach little girls versus the things we teach little boys, and how we teach girls that they should aspire to become wives, and that we don't teach our little boys that. Also, in this particular part of the song, she gives the definition of a feminist, which is a person who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. And so going back to her quote, "We should all be feminists." When you think about it, the fact that all of us, every single person on this earth, they came here by way of a woman's womb. A woman had to give birth to this child. Now, whether it was a surrogate that did it or whatever, a woman had to do it. There has not been the case that an actual man has given birth to a child, because he can't. It's not biologically possible. At least it's not in this day and time. So with that in mind, we should all be feminists, because without that, and with the whole patriarchal type society where men outrank women, why should that be? When you think about having children, there has to be the two. And so is there any reason why one of them should be held in higher esteem than the other? That one should have more rights and privileges than the other? Because honestly, to break it down to you, the woman does the majority of the work. She's the one that has to carry the child. She's the one that has to give birth to the child. And in many cases, once she's done that, she has to then raise the child. So, again, we should all be feminists. When you're in school and little and people make mama jokes and whatnot, and people be getting in their feelings like, "Oh, you can't talk about my mama like that." People are very touchy when it comes to their mothers. They will get in a fight for their mama. They will tell somebody off because they said something about their mama. So why wouldn't you fight for her equality? And for those of you males out there that have moms and sisters and aunties and whatnot, don't you want them to be on the same level? Do you want them to be less than? That just doesn't make sense. Why would you want that for someone that you love on top of that? So once again, the quote is, "We should all be feminists." How are we gonna take this one? Just take it for what it is. We should all be feminists.